Lapland in northern Finland is revered as the home of Santa Claus, and of course Rudolph and the other reindeer that underpin the Christmas myth. But one reindeer herder says his animals are being killed in record numbers by wolves, putting his livelihood, along with the reindeer, at risk. Farmers and scientists in Finland say the surge in deaths could be linked to Russia's war in Ukraine, because fewer men are hunting wolves on the Russian side of the border, allowing the predator's numbers to soar. Juha Kujala is a reindeer farmer at Kuusamo near Lapland. He joined me earlier.
Thank you so much.
Before we get into the why, could you just explain what exactly you've seen happening to your reindeer this winter?
Well, this year, 25, has been the worst year ever on this area. And it's because a lot of predators has been killing our reindeers. It has been really sad. And the affecting thing is that most of these wolves come east Russian side. I live really close to the Russian border. It's straight 38 kilometers.
Sorry, in terms of numbers, when you say the worst, how many reindeer are you seeing killed?
Government give the numbers how many reindeers can be to certain areas. And this Kuusamo area is allowed to keep 10,500 reindeers. But we has been lost this year more than 1,000. So, and this has been going now many years, but this is the worst. So at the moment, the numbers is like 8,500. 9,000. So that's much reindeers we has been lost.
And how long have you been farming reindeer there?
Well, me, whole life. This is my family place, and it has been here since 1860. I'm the fifth generation here, and I have four sons. They are the sixth generation. So we know something about reindeer.
How do you know the wolves are coming from the east, from Russia?
Well, wintertime is really easy. You see the trucks. And there is the fence between the Finland and Russia. Is the fence which is keeping reindeers Finland side, but it's not stopping predators like the wolves, wolverines, brown bears. They can come easily here. So winter is easy, but also because first kill reindeers, usually what we find are really close to the Russian border. So that's also told the way where they are coming.
And the theory is that fewer Russian men are available to hunt the wolves, or how do you see it?
Well, I think the main thing is that the population on Russian side has been growing a lot since the Ukraine war started. Mainly because those borders and those hunters who has been live here at the side, the Russian side, they has been hunting them really well. But now they are hunting people in Ukraine, so there is nobody anymore who's stopping the wolves coming here. And that's just normal. If you don't hunt animals, it doesn't matter what animal it would be. The population will be growing really fast. And it's making problems. And the wolves, they have to certain areas where they live. But if they make babies every year, they might have even 10 babies every year. So these babies start looking new areas. And then they come here, Finland side. And it's really difficult for us.
Russia, of course, is a vast country with a huge population. Do you have any knowledge that the men from those border towns are actually being pulled into the war?
Well, that's all those are rumors. Of course, I don't know the exact facts. I don't know them so well. But I has been here at this so many levels that I'm believing it's true.
On Radio National Breakfast, I'm speaking with Juha Kujala, a reindeer farmer near Lapland in Finland, about rising wolf attacks on reindeer. As you said, you've been in this business for many generations. How difficult a time is this for you?
Well, it's really difficult because we are reindeer herders. That's what we do. We spend a lot of time in the nature. We grow the reindeers. We sell the meat. We sell the antlers. We sell the hides. That's the thing. But now because of this situation of the predators, we are almost professional hunters. And all the time, what we have to hunt for the wolves, bears, or other predators, it's way from that main thing, reindeer herding. And I truly hope that Finnish government solve the problems, give us enough help that we can go back to the basics and do the reindeer herding. Because this kind of situation that I have friends who has hundreds of reindeers and they has been lost more than half in few years, 2-3 years. So it's like destroying the last 30-40 years work. You has been growing your reindeers and make sure they are really good size, healthy, all the best. And now suddenly they just disappear.
What do you want the government to do?
They could give us help for the hunting. And they has to pay all the lost what we has been get because of the predators. Like this year, it looks like it's going almost 12 million euros, the lost what we, all the reindeer herders area has been lost for the predators. But the Finnish government, they have 7.5 million, and maybe they will get 2.5 more. So it's going to be 10 million euros. So 2 millions, that's all our lost, that nobody is helping us for the hunting. All this work, all this hunting, all this time, all the equipments, we have to pay them all. So it's really sad situation. I truly hope that the Finnish government make this serious and come to sit same table with us and truly start to help us now when the next year start.
Just very briefly, if you would, do you also sometimes see people who have crossed the border from Russia?
Well, yeah. The reindeer herders are the one who moving there almost daily. So if we see people, or if we see the truck, if we see something which is not right, or we're thinking about what is this, then of course we report that immediately for the borders. And this connection is working really well. Also the borders will report us certain things. But yeah, we are the like front line here.
Juha Kujala, thank you so much for joining me.
All right, and welcome to the Finland.